Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's the same formula over and over again. It was beta tested in Europe 10 years ago. The UN admit they ran it. They told people in Africa and in Asia, but mainly the Middle East. Come to Germany, come to France, come to England. You'll get free welfare. You'll be given a job. You'll be given a woman. If this is in the ads, you'll be given welfare. And so they had tens of millions come, and now they've got a group they can control. Give one order, they'll burn the whole thing down. And now they admit it's called replacement migration, but the ADL says and CNN says you're not supposed to talk about that. So now we see this in mass, and it's so important that we're down there. Project Veritas is down there, but almost no media in just an incredible, incredible story. They're now admitting tenfold increase Obama's previous record of people, and that's the numbers we know of, Owen. I mean, this is bedlam. Other observations you've made?
Well, yeah, and on the angle of the media, Alex, no local media. We haven't seen a single local news affiliate out here. There have been a couple of independent journalists that come out here. You know, they still got a Facebook account. They still got a Twitter. They're still able to go live. They come out here. They film it. They were out there for a couple hours last night. So it's just independent, mostly citizens of McAllen that are just coming out here with their own accounts as independent media, filming, documenting what's going on. Staging a little bit of a protest, a little bit of a resistance to it. And so we're able to kind of talk to them. And they said the only media that they've seen out there, every once in a while, they said they saw a French reporter, Al Jazeera. So every once in a while, a foreign reporting crew will come in just to report on it, and then they'll leave the scene. But, I mean, local news should be out there every night. Local news should be out there getting this B-roll, getting this footage every night. I mean, you can sit out here. I mean, that's the crazy thing. I feel redundant, Alex. We go to the scene. We film the drop-off. We film the transfer. We film them at the airport. And I feel redundant, but everything we capture is a criminal act. Every time we capture it, it's a criminal act.
But it's not redundant. I mean, you're out there, what is it, every 15, 30 minutes more buses arrive?
Around the clock, all night long.
So now we're discovering it looks like there's more activity at night than during the day.
Well, and that could be because they're trying to adjust their schedules so that the media doesn't know what's going on. And so, I mean, you know, it's downtown McAllen where they're doing this. There is some foot traffic. There is some car traffic. There's people commuting. They see this going on. So maybe they figure if they do it in the dark of night with three dozen pregnant women and children walking across the street, there'll be less of an uproar if they're doing it in the dark of night. But see, Alex, here's the problem.
I was about to say that bus looked like a clown car. It had so many people in it, or you know, when everybody gets in the phone booth. How was three dozen got off one bus?
Yes. Three
and a lot
dozen,
of them had children
pregnant.
And were pregnant, and we got to pay for it all.
And some of these girls, I won't even call them women. Some of these girls look like they were 12 years old, multiple. And, you know, I just wonder what's happened to them. I mean, it's really gut-wrenching to think how either they're being used by the cartel or they're being raped on their way up here.
And let's be clear, the cartel tells them, we're in control of you. We know where you're going. And you have a cartel woman wearing cartel tattoos literally delivering them and separating a baby and handing it off to somebody. I mean, my God, this is nightmarish.
I mean, it was happening last night, too, Alex, and there's no DNA testing. There's no DNA testing, and there was another lady last night, oh, these are my babies, these are my babies. That's what the Santa Muerte lady said, and then gave it to somebody else. So, that man, I'm telling you, there's
well, that's a legal statement. They go, these are my babies, these are my, and we know they're not. We see the same women grabbing kids, handing them off, splitting people up. This is unbelievable. This is, look, the Senate report found, Owen, that Obama placed over 10,000 children with sex traffickers knowingly, not just smugglers. This is on steroids of that. What a crime. And all Democrats now have signed on to this.
Well, look, if you were trying to run a child sex trafficking operation, this would be it. This would be how it's done. This would be how you facilitate it. This would be how you cover it up. And this is how you would fund it and organize it. And nobody would have a clue. Nobody would have any idea. These kids come in. They're not on any records. They're with an unaccompanied. Oh, they're with someone who claims to be their mom. Nobody knows. No DNA testing. And it's just total lawlessness. And if
the FBI aids and abets it and waives federal law. We don't even need a Congress now or a Supreme Court. We have the FBI, Owen.
Well, don't even get us started on what's happening to patriots and pastors and organizers and leaders that were in D.C. on the 6th. That are being harassed by the FBI, but they can't seem to stop the riot season that everybody sees is impending. They can't seem to investigate what is clearly a high potential to be conservative.
Hell, they're saying FBI agents are going to get paid leave to bring illegal aliens into their house. We'll be right back. Thank you, Owen. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mad Max Thunderdome. This guy is like, they're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico. There's a liberal mob that's coming.
Who in the president? You ain't support.
Muslims. And you would think everybody in the country is just like to the bunker.
Welcome to hour number three. Paul Joseph Watson is our guest for the next 53 minutes or so. The Democrats, the globalists, the UN party have already invaded Europe. They've now invaded the United States. They're running the same replacement migration operation against us. And Paul Joseph Watson lives in London over a year of lockdown with the new vaccine passports rolling out. And the UK model, the Israeli model, the Australian model is now being adopted in blue cities and blue states like New York and Hawaii. This is an iron curtain of surveillance and tyranny and fraud. It doesn't even protect you. Finally, Senator Paul is calling Fauci a liar and a tyrant, saying it's all a power grab. That's a day late and a dollar short, but we need to organize against this now. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. Paul, you are in there in Europe. The epicenter of the invasion, I would say, would be France. You've written prolifically about the $600 million replacement for the U.S. Macron wants $220 million for France alone. They say that they're going to control people bringing these folks in. So I'm not against these poor people that have been under a year of lockdown where they're starving to death in Latin America and Asia. In fact, most of the migrants say we're here because we haven't had a job and are starving to death. So the U.N. deliberately collapses the third world, organizes them, brings them here to be a group they control as a voting bloc and to put on welfare that the bureaucrats then milk and house these people. This is racketeering. You're at the edge of the epicenter of this. What is your take on it, and how do we counter it, and where do you see this world going? Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, obviously, Alex, you referenced this because of Tucker Carlson. Once again, they're trying to deplatform him because he got involved in this debate by merely pointing out that it is a voter replacement program. Now, as he stated, if you go to Israel, if you merely look at the ADL website, they state the exact same thing that they blame so-called white supremacists as stating, you know, white supremacists who claim that America will be a different country if white people become a minority in America. And that's been proven already. But then on the flip side, you have the ADL on their own website saying that Israel needs to be basically Israeli first. If we don't have a majority Israeli citizenship residency in Israel, then it's going to change the country, and it will change any country. And Joe Biden, we had the clip, this was about 5 years ago, literally came out and said that we're going to import vast numbers of people from Central America to change the voting demographic. He didn't say it in those exact words, but he said it that it was clearly a stated goal, but it was a good thing. So as long as you say it's a good thing, Alex, then apparently it's okay. But apparently, if merely to make the argument that replacing a voter demographic in any country, whether it be Israel, America, Denmark, wherever, that that's a conspiracy theory, that that's a dangerous conspiracy theory that doesn't exist, that's not the argument. The argument is that it's happened in some countries and it changes the course of countries. And there was a big study by Copenhagen University a couple of years ago, which came out and specifically said, quote, diversity doesn't work, it isn't a strength. In every single country that they studied, where they brought in huge numbers of unassimilated migrants who became enclosed in their own ghettos, and you've seen this in Paris, in France, to a great degree over the past few years, which, by the way, has changed dramatically even over the past 5 years. It's not a strength. Cohesion, social cohesion, immediately diminishes. Crime increases. Sexual assaults of women increase. And you can track that across every country, and specifically over the past 5 years with this migrant wave in European countries. So you've literally got dry academic papers being published by academics from Copenhagen University saying the exact same thing that Tucker Carlson says, saying the exact same thing that the ADL says. But if you say maybe this is a negative, maybe this will have some effects, some knock-on effects, which will not be positive for anyone living in America, regardless of their color, then suddenly you're a white supremacist on the level of the New Zealand massacre.
Well, that's right. And I can tell you, Tucker wasn't even aware of the ADL's official site saying that. A certain busy beaver sent it to him this weekend. And I'm glad it was on the show last night. We actually have that clip from last night. We'll play at the start of the next segment. But, I mean, this is outrageous. The Democrats are everywhere, Paul. So is the EU saying we're going to bring in people to be the new voters. And they're saying, oh, whites are evil. We want to get rid of you. It's the left trying to turn brown people into anti-whites. What's the goal there? And how does Greenblatt think he's going to get away with this?
Well, the goal is to cultivate this environment of self-loathing and self-hatred, which is what we've seen in the UK. And if we want to segue into the whole Prince Philip death, which I know you wanted to talk about, we have a situation in the UK where it's basically a sin now to fly the British flag. It used to be the St. George's Cross. I mean, that was verboten. That was literal, like, EDL, right-wing racist propaganda.
That's right. So there's a dialectic here where you want to defend the crown because it's seen as British because the left's attacking it, yeah. But it's bad as well. So 10 years ago, they were saying don't fly the original English flag, which is a white flag with a red cross on it, the King George flag. And then now they're saying that the modern UK flag should be gotten rid of.
Yeah, and the context of this was a few weeks ago, there was a BBC interview, this went viral, this video, with a Conservative MP who had a Union Jack, the British flag, behind him during the interview. And when the interview ended, or when it was about to end, the two hosts of the BBC breakfast show started sniggering and laughing and basically taking the piss out of him because he dared, Alex, to display the flag of his own country, the country which he serves for in Parliament. And they started insulting him over the
side. Well, they made basically a genital joke, like, oh, it's not big enough. It should have been bigger. His flag wasn't big enough.
Yeah, so you had that context where it's verboten to even display the flag. Then you had the death of Prince Philip. Now, we've gone back and forth over the past 10, 15 years over what Prince Philip said about certain subjects, and we can get into that. But the fact is, there were 1,000 complaints to the BBC. Because they dared to cover and dared to be somewhat respectful over the death of a royal, Prince Philip. Now, this is interesting because This is the only time that I've been alive over the past 38 years that I've actually seen the BBC play the British national anthem. That was their first response to the death of Prince Philip when they announced the news. They actually played the anthem of the country in which they're based. They're called the British Broadcasting Corporation. They played the anthem. Oh, my God. 1,000 complaints for playing the anthem and for daring to recognize what is basically, as he said, the last vestige, the last symbol of British patriotism, which is...
Exactly. I mean, even though the royal family's got problems and is out of control and is globalist, the people, the left sees it as British, so they want it gone. So it's like a cross to a vampire, and so that's why people are defending it. We'll talk about that when we come back. And again, folks, they haven't had British kings in over 300 years in the UK. Nothing against Germans, nothing against Hungarians, nothing against Count Dracula, but this group is, and technically they're actually Saxons, because the barbarians, the Vikings went and took over Europe, so technically they actually are British in a way, because the Vikings took over England 1,000 years ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call
Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Broadcast the world.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And I don't want to go into a history lesson here, but when I say the British royalty is not British, I've done a lot of deep historical research. They actually are, and it's in a weird way. Over 1,000 years ago, they've dug up Viking skeletons in northern China. The Vikings were taking rivers, because they're flat-bottom boats, all the way to China. And that's why they found, like, Chinese jade and things in Viking burial mounds. They found it also in Latin America and Mesoamerica. The Aztecs were doing trade with the Chinese and others, and there were Vikings going all over the world at that time as well. But that's before the history books were written. And so I'm always hyping on the British royalties, not British. Their lines got too inbred out of the original kings of England, which themselves came out of the Norman invasion. And before that, it was still Vikings that set it up. And the Romans created some civilization there. So I'm obsessed on the fact that the House of Windsor is like a made-up name, and the real name is Saxe-Coburg, Gotha, von Matten, Batten, all this other stuff. At the end of the day, it was the Saxons that actually went and stopped the Muslim invasion. They went into Hungary, Romania, Germany, everywhere. Stopped the Muslim invasion and went to Poland. And so all the kings of Russia and of everywhere were this original British line, which was a mix of the original Britons with the Vikings that then simultaneously kept invading all those isles back into Europe. So that's my little history lesson back to Paul Joseph Watson, talking about the last vestige of any type of sovereignty being the royal family, whether you're disgusted with it or not, and I certainly don't like it. The fact is, the left wants it gone, so it's a very schizophrenic moment for them. Continue, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, that's always what I say. You know, if the right people are pissed off or upset with something, then it tends to give an indication that you're in the right. From a wider perspective, and you're a bigger history buff than I am. I'm no historian, but I know a little bit about the French Revolution. You could take the French Revolution and the Russian Revolution to make the point that, generally speaking, life was better for the populations of those countries pre-revolution than post-revolution than post-monarchy. I mean, for example, the French Revolution, Louis XVI, he was introducing reforms. People were having greater freedom of speech to the point where they could literally call, you know, Marie Antoinette a whore and no consequences would come of it. Then you had the overthrow, and literally in France, the mob took control. They say minimum 50,000 people were genocided. Other historians say it's probably more likely to be 300,000. Again, post Louis XVI, you had Nicholas II in Russia, same process. You had Stalinism, mass genocide. So generally speaking, in Eastern Europe and in France specifically, over the past 500 years in Europe, once they got rid of the monarchy, mob rule tyranny and genocide followed. Because at least the royalty in those countries and other countries had some semblance of loyalty, had some semblance of public duty.
Well, exactly. That's why it was the Saxons ended up from Russia to Germany to Romania to France being the ones that were royal, because they would do the best job for the public. Because if royals didn't do a good job, they got overthrown or defeated very quickly.
Yeah, they were absolutely petrified. If you look at the last few years of Louis XVI rule, he was completely closeted within his Versailles palace, completely anxious about the consequences of him not fulfilling his duties to the country. They all got overthrown and mass bloodshed followed. The same thing happened in Russia. So generally speaking, from a philosophical point of view, I don't want to be the subject of anyone. I'm very philosophically libertarian in that mindset. But generally, I'd rather be subject to a crown, a royalty that has some loyalty to the country, than to a tyrannical, genocidal, violent mob.
Well, let's be clear. Thomas Jefferson was the head of the Illuminati, or co-head for a while, with Benjamin Franklin, but they almost got killed in France after our revolution and said this is a bad thing. So the Illuminati revolution, about the Illuminati wants to overthrow royalty in the church and make itself that, but even more tyrannical. So all we're saying is there's been enmity between these two groups for a while.
Yeah, and basically it's two different mobs. But if you look at history over the past 500 years, generally speaking, the population had it better under royalty compared to the mob. Now the mob in America, in the UK, is empowered, is legitimized by the media, and that's what we've seen on a micro
level. And isn't that what Weishaupt did with the French Revolution? They're doing it again here. The French Revolution became the model for the Communist Revolution, whether it was in Russia or China, and now we see the same operation.
Exactly. To bring it back, that's precisely why the leftist mobs were so irate over the fact that the British Broadcasting Corporation, they played the anthem of the country, oh my God. They were also irate, Alex, about the fact that we have all these billboards in London now, electronic billboards, on all major highways, in Leicester Square, in Piccadilly Circus, all these major tourist and population hubs that not only now show advertisements and commercials, but they show government propaganda. So for the past year, it's been wear a mask, wash your hands, social distance. And it's been people, pictures of people ill in hospital saying, look him in the eye and say you can't stay at home. Now, over the past few days, for 2 or 3 days, they showed not the social distancing mask propaganda, but simply an image of Prince Philip saying, rest in peace, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh. And Twitter went mad. They were like, oh my God, this is an example of authoritarian dictatorship. They're paying respects to a royal who died at the age of 99. This is tyranny. No, the tyranny is that you've been under de facto house arrest for the past year. And not only have you said nothing about it, you've cheerleaded it and encouraged it for the fact that they were upset about how the propaganda billboards were repurposed for a couple of days to pay respects to the royal family. Kind of gives you an insight into the right people being pissed off about his death. So
that's right. Why. Since you mentioned the COVID lockdown, that's why we really wanted to get you on, is you're the model, so is a few other countries like Chile, where old ladies can't go to the grocery store unless they've got their COVID passport. So if they don't, they starve to death. What do you make of Mick Jagger's new pro-vaccine story, his new pro-vaccine song, where he says, looking at the graphs with the magnifying glass, he goes on to say, shooting the vaccine, Bill Gates is in my bloodstream. It's mind control. The earth is flat and cold is never warming up. I mean, it just sounds like a an idiot wrote this. So I guess Mick Jagger joins Matthew McConaughey, pushing the forced inoculation.
Well, it's interesting that the Rolling Stones used to hang out at Aleister Crowley's mansion back in the day. So, but the point that is serious to consider here is that we have the vaccination. We're supposed to support it. We're supposed to encourage people to support it. There's a big problem in the UK, by the way, and you probably have the same thing in America, with illegal aliens not taking the vaccine, criminals not taking the vaccine because they don't want to have any interaction with authorities. So there's a big public moral panic about, oh, all these people aren't taking the vaccine. But then also, on the same score, you have Joy Reid of MSNBC and all these other celebrities taking the vaccine, taking their vaccine selfies, broadcasting to the world what good, gracious, tolerant, moral people they are by taking the vaccine, and then saying, oh, by the way, I'm going to continue to wear 2 or 3 masks. I'm going to continue to social distance. I'm not going out anywhere.
Because that's how it works. We always said this a year ago. Once you get the vaccine, once you do what they say, they're never going to let it go away. Fauci has said that.
That's the point. If the vaccine was sold on the basis of getting back to normal, from that perspective, you could kind of understand it.
Let's come back with that, Paul. We're back in a few minutes. Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them, but it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So fast, so much happens every day, that a CNN medical analyst said we need to make the public stay locked up in the U.S. till they all take the shot. We can't, like, let them out. They've got to hit the shot. So then you look at it, shot doesn't protect you. They say there's all these mutations of the cold virus, which scientists told you a year ago on the show. So then even if you take it just so they let you travel or go to a park or whatever in these cities that are in these countries that are totally locked down, and they say, oh, sorry, that doesn't work either, because it's never meant to let you out. It's house arrest with a smartphone where you have to get authorization, just like they do in Australia, to go to the grocery store. This is total authoritarianism, a light years jump to that. And I told our crew over a year ago this would happen. And they were like, oh, that's, you know, it's not that bad, Alex. Now they listen to me. And I'm not bragging about that. I'm saying there's been a real wake-up process here, Paul. And, you know, I've told you publicly and privately that the lockdown's never going to end in places like the UK and Canada. They'll let it off a little bit and bring it tighter the next time. because they believe they've got full control. They're never going to relinquish it. What's your view on that?
Well, the process that they go through, Alex, is that every, four, five, 6 months, especially here in the UK, they release the stranglehold of tyranny for 2 or 3 months. Then the virus magically comes back and they say, oh, well, it was because we released the lockdown, that's why it came back. We have pictures, we have videos of people enjoying themselves on beaches. How dare they? Going to parks, meeting family members. And the reaction every single time is, oh, my God, these selfish, horrible people, they're going to bring the virus back. We're going to have a third, fourth wave. And it's like we need to get to a point where normal life becomes normal life once again. We had a big reopening yesterday in the UK where people were allowed by the government to go to a pub outdoors or to go to a restaurant outdoors. And then on Twitter, many people on the right included are posting these photographs, these selfies of themselves at the pub. That's a problem within itself. It makes it look like you're grateful for the privilege of being allowed by the government to go to a pub. So they've lowered the bar where our expectations are so low, Alex, that now we can have a pint outside because the government said so.
Exactly. You're prisoners that they let out an hour a day and you feel lucky.
Yeah. And it's a complete reversal of English common law, which says anything that's not explicitly illegal, you're allowed to do. Over the past 12 months alone, that's now changed to anything that the government doesn't give you permission to do, that's now illegal. So we've switched 180 in the space of 12 months to that kind of mindset. And these people who are posting pub selfies are playing into it.
And let's talk about that. You brought up the French Revolution and parallels to the Jacobin situation that happened at that time. And then, of course, later, the Russian Revolution, the Communist Revolution under Mao, the Maoist Revolution in China. What came out of the false French Revolution and the Illuminati was a dictator and a giant 15-year off-and-on war, Napoleon Bonaparte. And that's actually where the globalists mean to go with this, is to bring in a form of ultra-fascism after the left has burned through things and consolidated power to offshore corporations. They're then going to move in with an ultra-fascist model.
Precisely. And as ever, the people who led the French Revolution, Robespierre and all his allies, the fact that they, in some cases, didn't show absolute loyalty to the revolution, they were the first people under the frigging guillotine, and that's precisely what's going to happen.
And
again,
it's always that way. Anytime you read a checks and balances, it's the people that got rid of them that get hoisted on their own petard.
Precisely. And then to bring it back to communist left-wing revolutions, that's literally what we have with the introduction of these lockdown laws. It's ritual public humiliation. If they can force you, Alex, to emasculate yourself by complying with these increasingly pedantic mandates, what effect does that have? It lowers self-respect. It demoralizes you. It emasculates men particularly and makes everyone less likely to stand up in future to these government dictates. And I'll give you some examples. Forcing people to wear a mask if they are sat at a table at a restaurant, if they want to go to the bathroom, oh, you have to wear a mask to go this 10 yards to the bathroom. The UK government literally came out and said, you can't hug your family members. You have theme parks in California telling people they can't shout, laugh, or scream.
Oh, Newsom told churches you can't sing. I mean, this is not satire, folks. This is the cult seeing what we'll put up with.
Yeah. So the mask is not merely a physical item. It's a symbolic tool of oppression. It's political. It's always been political. And it means comply, submit.
Just like the burqa. Just like Sharia law.
Yeah. And we've quoted, for example, Norwegian psychology professor Charlotte Reed. She said, quote, the political landscape has changed to become a national obedience contest. And what did we see during the first lockdown in the UK? Every single week, you had to come outside your house and applaud the NHS. Even as literally tens of thousands of people now have died because of the NHS cancelling their cancer treatments, people dying of dementia, Alzheimer's, all these other illnesses. It got to the point where people were literally being publicly shamed on community Facebook groups because, oh, you know, Alison at number 12, oh, we didn't see her come out and applaud the NHS. They're literally mimicking Chinese communist struggle session, terrorizing propaganda to get this agenda through.
And remember how they told us in the U.S. and Europe and the U.K. that, oh, the hospitals were overwhelmed when they were almost completely empty. Then people that go videotape it in the U.K. get arrested. Same thing in Australia. And they're all just drinking vodka and having sex. That later came out. I know people that were working in nursing and as doctors, they said it was just basically watching TV and drinking and having sex, because now suddenly the insurance companies don't have to pay out to everybody. The National Health Service can just sit on their ass, and the schools, parents can't come in to see what's happening in the school, can't come see your parents at a nursing home. That's how they got industry seduced into this laziness of the COVID lockdown.
Which is the same reason, laziness, why people in the UK, as far as 75 to 80% of people in polls, if you believe the polls are accurate, will literally not only support the lockdown, but come out and say, no, it should be stricter and it should be maintained for another year or two, at least, if not forever. Because, Alex, they're getting paid 80% of their wages and the rest is made up by the company to sit on their arses at home and do absolutely nothing. So, again, it's this automated, nobody has to have a job anymore.
And it was all actuaried globally in the John Hopkins reviews year before of how do we run the lockdown during a disaster. This is just a drill. They actuaried the COVID payments for what they were going to claim to then actually keep the healthcare industries making profits. So the healthcare industries, while they cut off real care, made bigger profits all over the world under this global directive, all orchestrated with precision.
Precisely, yeah. The biggest corporations have got way bigger because all their competition has been basically eviscerated at this point. Bill Gates, all these big billionaires have literally doubled their income over the past year. They're benefiting. Poor people are going broke. They're losing their jobs. We also have the social credit score situation. And this really pisses me off, Alex, because people say, oh, we're moving towards a social credit score in the West. This is really dangerous. No. Our social credit system is already in place, and it's worse than China. In China, which is a tyrannical dictatorship, it's bad, but they at least apply it equally, and generally it's for infractions, like jaywalking, smoking on a train, or whatever. They've already had the system in place where they hunt down dissidents for posting anti-government information on the internet. In the West, the social credit system is exclusively predicated around eliminating people for their political opinions. And I'm not just talking about people being banned on Twitter and Facebook. I'm talking about people being deprived of banking. I'm talking about people being fired from their jobs. I'm talking about people being ostracized from their communities, their own family members disavowing them. We have that system in place. It's more weaponized. It's more top down than anything that they've got in China. And this vaccine passport system is only going to make that worse. So the point is, we're not heading towards a social credit score. We're in one. We've been in one for the past 3 years, and it's only getting worse.
That's right, Paul. I've got a lot of questions for you, but we got 10 seconds. What's front and center on your radar when we come back?
I think we should talk about the truth behind COVID, the actual death rates, and we should get into that.
That's right, folks. We've got to discredit this fraud or they'll keep us in lockdown forever.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
A man going around taking names.
Monday through Friday.
And he decides who to free and who to blame.
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central.
Everybody won't be treated all the same.
Then there's a war room with Owen Schroyer.
There'll be a golden
letter. They'll be broadcasting live from the Texas collapsed border today. Patrick Alley in studio running
the man
main transmission. Don't forget, weekday mornings, great show with a lot of big guests lately, and that is American Journal with Harrison Smith. They take a lot of calls on that show. It's a great show. I watch it, listen to it at least an hour every morning. Paul Joseph Watson is here with us. And, Paul, you were getting into the actual death numbers. Everything they told us was a lie. Everything was a power grab. And they want us to move on. Now they're going to lightly release some of the pressure, only to clamp it down, obviously, later. That's their admitted plan. We need to keep pushing until it's fully discredited. I think Fauci should go to prison for the lies he's told and for being involved in the Wuhan lab. We're now vindicated. If you or I try to talk about the Wuhan lab and how it probably leaked out of there, according to experts, we'd be censored. But now even Biden's State Department is saying that's what happened, because that is what happened. Where do you see all this going, Paul, and what are the real numbers?
Well, you had the comedic episode a few weeks ago where the WHO visited the Wuhan lab to conduct their thorough, breathless investigation of the origin of the virus. They literally visited the lab for 3 hours, spoke to a few people and basically said, oh, mate, by the way, did you release this virus from the lab? And they were like, no, we never did that. Case closed. They left. They were there for 3 hours. It was ludicrous. It was pathetic. The other aspect, Alex, and I'll get into the actual death numbers and the speculation behind that, they openly mock us. Not only do they crush us under this iron boot of tyranny, they mock us while they're doing it. I put out an article about a week ago. I didn't get much attention. But the CDC, in their promotional propaganda for people to take the vaccine, they literally characterized and portrayed a woman taking the vaccine as an NPC Wojak meme. Now, for people who don't know what the NPC meme is, from the Know Your Meme website, this is what it means when you display this image. The character is meant to represent people who do not think for themselves or are incapable of having an internal monologue bearing many similarities to the terms basic and normie. So it's literally a symbol that you use to take the piss out of someone, to ridicule someone who has no idea what they're doing, but who just regurgitates mainstream normie propaganda. And the CDC used that in their own promotional campaign. It's the exact same image with the same eyes, with the same nose as the NPC Wojak. So they do it and they laugh in our faces as they're doing it. And coming to the virus itself, of course, we've got this lockdown in England, which is, we're still under lockdown. People celebrating that we're getting out of it. It's going to drag on forever. The timetable is BS. Boris Johnson said all restrictions are going to be lifted on June 21st. But then he says, oh, by the way, all these sporting events after that date are going to have limited capacity. Oh, so the restrictions are not going to be lifted. The timetable's BS. There was a Freedom of Information Act request submitted to the UK government. This was about 3 months ago, again, received very little attention. Somebody asked the government, and by law they have to reply quickly, honestly, and accurately, how many COVID deaths, which are listed, which are published, occurred as a result of COVID alone being on the death certificate. The government came back, and this is published on their own website, it was 1 in 10. So 1 in 10 of the total COVID deaths in the United Kingdom, which I think is somewhere near 200,000.
By the way, the New York Times even said that 6 months ago with accurate numbers. I don't know why they reported the truth.
Yeah.
That 94% were not COVID-related, yeah. Only 6%.
Yeah, the CDC literally came out and said only 6% are COVID alone. So 90% in the UK, COVID deaths are overstated. It's literally one-tenth of that total. And now, Alex, they also tell us, oh, the flu has disappeared. There have been no recorded flu deaths.
Same thing over here, but let's just back up there for a minute. Remember, first they overstated 500,000 would die in your country, and it wasn't even a fraction. Millions and millions would die here, it was a fraction. And then out of the new low number they gave us, that's 90% in your country, 94% here, not that. Same thing in Brazil. So it's organized fraud all over the world. The same numbers of fraud keep coming up. It's being directed by John Hopkins.
Yeah, and then you go to the polls, and we also had a poll that came out back in August. Again, not much media attention. Americans thought, this was in August, so it's going to be the same rate now. Americans thought in August that by August 2020, 30 million Americans had died of COVID. It was 225 times the actual number that had actually died at that point. So they're overstating the deaths by 90 to 94%. But the public thinks that the deaths are 225 times higher, and that can only be a result of, obviously, media propaganda.
And I try to talk to people that live in irrational fear. I have people that are close, people I know, a small number of them, but they literally go, I don't want to hear it. I know it's millions have died, okay, in the U.S. And I go, millions have not died, and most of that died of something else. They're just like, leave me alone. It's too scary.
No, exactly. I literally have people, Alex, leap out of the way. When I go jogging out in the street, they literally just jump out of the way if you get within 10 feet of them. Meanwhile, by the way, the very same scientific elite telling us, for example, as you mentioned, Neil Ferguson, Professor Lockdown, as they call him, it was his policy, his graph, his predictions that led to our lockdown, predicting 500,000 people in the UK would die. All these people, if they think that this virus is so deadly, why are they not cowering inside their ivory towers? Why, when you go down the line, are every single one of them breaking the rules on a whim to live their own lives? This professor, by the way, it came out 6 months ago, was literally traveling across London during our first lockdown to shag his married mistress, the same guy whose very same policy put the entire population of the UK under lockdown, Gavin Newsom in the restaurant. Not wearing a mask, not social distancing.
All of them, Lightfoot, all of them.
Yeah. French elite going to secret underground restaurants, kissing each other, no social distancing, paying €490 a head for an illegal meal. Nancy Pelosi and the hairdressers, no mask. John Kerry removing his mask on a plane. Joe Biden passing a law, masks on federal property, literally the same day he passes the law, not wearing masks when he takes the group photograph. So it's not just hypocrisy. It's not just, oh, they're telling us to do this while they're doing that.
They exactly, but now Twitter, it would be showing a Justice Department, quote, official, putting his mask on before he goes on stage and taking it off. They remove that. I mean, and now they cover up the riots and won't even let you search those. I mean, these people are crazy, Paul. Where's it all going?
Where's it going is the fact that we had an article yesterday of DARPA developing, implantable chips to detect COVID. Oh, my God, what a crazy conspiracy theory. That's Alex Jones-level stuff. Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum, The Great Reset, right, who literally admits in his book, COVID's not an existential threat. Those are his exact words. In the very same book, Alex, he says, quote, as capabilities in this area improve, the temptation for law enforcement agencies and courts to use technique to determine the likelihood of criminal activity, this is literally Minority Report stuff, directly recovering memories from people's brains will increase. He goes
so
on
now
to
they
say
want
that
chips
that
directly becomes wired into our brains. Unbelievable. Paul, you're going to be hosting your own hour. I appreciate you doing it. That's the fourth hour tomorrow. Everybody should tune in. Summit.news is your own great website. I'm jealous of it. Only problem is it needs to post more InfoWars stories. But Paul, we really appreciate you and look forward to listening and watching the show tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Well, Paul's always great to have a banter with. All right, Matt Bracken has got a lot to cover the next hour, so I'm going to give him most of the hour. I'm going to talk for five more minutes about some latest ADL, Tucker Carlson developments here in a moment. Please don't forget, we're not going to be here if it isn't for you. I love you. I appreciate you. We have a good crew. We have a lot of expenses, a lot of stuff going on. We had to build our own infrastructure to do this. It costs a lot of money. So we sell you products you already need. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is about to sell out again. Highest quality vitamin mineral, multivitamin that's liquid with the amino acids. Everything you need to live for adults and children, old people, you name it. But if you're scared of what's going on out there, you should always be scared if you have malnutrition. Because any virus can kill you if you don't have it. So again, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com, the vitamin D3, the zinc, all of it. And everybody needs more D3, highest end vitamin D3 organic. Take it under the tongue, vitamin D3. Vitamin D3 with K, winter sun back in stock, 40% off as well. This sale will extend because we've got enough of this for now. The Vitamin Mineral Fusion is about to sell out, so it's 40% off. That's got to end in a couple days. You can get both of them together for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Winter Sun, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But if you have dark skin and are not getting a lot of sun, you're crazy if you're not taking a high-quality multivitamin and D3 on top of it. And if you are old and you're not taking the stuff, you're nuts. But everybody needs it. And that's why I'm as healthy as a horse, as I take it all the time. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with hour number four at Matt Bracken.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.